Fausto?
Hello.
Hi, Fausto. It's Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I tried calling you yesterday. I got your email, but for some reason, the call, it kept sending me to voicemail. I don't know. Were you having problems with your phone?
No.
That was weird, porque when I would call, it would ring one time, and then it'd go to voicemail. And then I'm like, huh, maybe he's busy. So then I called back later, and then the call wasn't going through. So I emailed you to tell you, hey, I've tried calling you a couple of times, but the call's not going through.
Uh-huh.
It was
no,
weird.
I was busy.
I feel, well, yeah, probably busy too, no?
Okay. Yeah.
So, but I wanted to call you because I know you had mentioned something about that you wanted to upgrade to the Google Ads, and I wasn't quite sure, so I just wanted to follow up with you.
I wanted to, but before I do that, I just wanted to make sure, you know, on the SEO we use on the Google My Business profile. I think we're using the wrong categories. And I, you know, I spoke to these guys twice already.
Okay,
and
let me go to your account. Let me go to your account. We'll look at the keywords right now. Give me one second. Okay. All right, let's take a look. Powder coating, wheel repair, brake caliper painting, tire service, wheel services is what I see listed as part of your keywords. Is that what you had updated with them?
I thought keeping telling this guy doing that. I'm not a tire shop. I do not sell wheels. I do powder coating for wheels, wheel repair, and brake caliper painting. And it looks like we are more pushing towards a tire shop.
Okay, are you saying on the Google business profile? Let me look at it.
Same thing with the Google categories.
So the category says, underneath of it, it says tire service.
Correct.
And then I see offers high quality powder coating, caliper painting, auto wheel repair, refinishing, before and after. Oh, are you talking about on the website también? Is that what you are referring to? Because I'm looking at, on the website, there's brake caliper painting, custom decals, powder coating, rims and wheels, rim and wheel repair, wheel painting, wheel straightening, tire placement. That's what I see on the categories on the website that I'm looking at right now.
Yes.
Okay, so that's okay, right? But on the Google business profile, you're saying...
Not that.
Okay. Because I don't have access to look into your Google business profile. Let me do this. Give me one second. While you and I are on the phone, I'm going to get someone on this right now.
Because bear with since me. Day one, it's like I'm not a tire shop like I told you before.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, I know.
Like that's why we have these stores set up to a full tire shop.
Well, when I'm looking at your keywords, they don't have it listed like that. I'm looking at the back office. I'm not looking like in the back of the Google business profile. I know our back office shows those specific keywords. Did you need to get that call? I'll wait. Give me one second. I'm just going to start something here real quick so I can get someone on this with us right now.
I think on the Google categories, which would be powder coating service as one category. the main category, I don't know which one should be, but I think we should be under auto repair shop or something.
And you want it?
Big shop.
Auto repair.
I don't know.
Brake shop. Okay.
Auto repair shop. I think auto repair shop will be the main category. I don't know.
Auto repair shop is what you want for the main category, not that it looks like you're a tire shop, right?
Well, it's not what I want. It's what I wanted to be on a better ranking, you know?
In a better ranking.
I think it's better than tire service. Same thing with the keyboards, the search phrases.
Uh-huh.
I think it should be more, you know, more relevant to what I do. I think to be powder coating wheels, wheel repair, brake calibration, wheel painting, powder coating service. I don't know. I don't know how many search phrases you can have in Google. I think it's more than five.
Okay, give me
the categories.
Hold on. Let me see. Okay, so available business categories doesn't include wheel services as primary category. They said we could select the tire service for the primary. You weren't sure with that and then wanted to make sure that it will help better rank. Client, let me see, wheel services is not available. So, okay, so just so you know, wheel service is not a category available for the primary, okay? But, so I'm just reading some of the notes is what they're saying because they have access to all of that with the Google database. So wheel services, just to be clear, is not like a specific category that Google has available to select.
Okay, I don't want to do that.
I'm just reading the note, okay? So just so that you are clear on that, I know that that's not what you want because you and I are going to discuss something different of what you want to help with your ranking. You could select wheel store. This is just options that they were giving. I'm not saying that this is what they're putting. Options for you would be wheel store, tire service, tire repair shop. Those could be possible preferred categories. What do you think about the wheel store?
Wheel store is like selling wheels. I don't sell wheels.
Okay. That's what I would figure too. Tire service, tampoco, right? No.
No. Because I
tire repair shop, no.
Of the
right. Exactly.
Huh?
Okay. So what you're thinking in your mind, right, what you're thinking that would work best, okay, what you're saying is like auto repair shop?
More suitable. I don't know. You guys
I'm
going to
be honest with you. I'll be completely honest with you. If I'm looking for powder coating to get done, I'm not going to go to an auto repair shop. I'm not even going to look up an auto repair shop. And I say this because I know when my primos get their wheels powder coated, they go to guys that specialize in wheels. And usually they're going to look up tire shops, not because they're looking for someone who sells tires, because typically a tire shop or a wheel shop is going to offer that service.
Okay.
Not necessarily an auto repair. My brother-in-law's an auto mechanic. He has his own auto shop. He doesn't do nothing with that. No one would ever look him up for powder coating, whether it's brakes or even wheels, even to repair a wheel. If anyone's looking for anything like that, they're going to go to a wheel shop or a tire repair shop because that's someone who's going to specialize in that. And I'm saying this because I'm someone who would be like that type of a person that would look for something like that. especially because I have cousins that are involved in like different lowrider groups, you know? So that's basically those type of guys that are looking for powder coating and stuff like that. Honestly, Fausto, that's where they're going to go. They're not going to look for an auto repair shop to do that for them. Does that make sense?
I know exactly what you're saying. What I'm saying is, if somebody's looking for powder coating wheels in Santa Ana, I don't appear on the map.
Okay, let me look.
All the people appear on the map because they are in powder coating service category.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Wheels, you know, not wheels.
Yeah, no, I'm looking it up right now as we're talking on the phone. So when I look it up, I look up powder coating wheels in Santa Ana, California. Okay? First company I see, New Year's Tires and Powder Coating. I see the Wheel King Coatings, okay? And then I see Middle Works and Tire Place. Do you have access to your email right now?
I'm looking at this right now on Powder Coating Wheels in Santa Ana, California. It says New Year Wheels, the Wheel Kings, and New Year Metal Finishing on the map.
Let me show you right now. Do you have access to your email? Right now, do you have access to it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you a screenshot, Fausto, of what exactly how I typed it in and what comes up for me. I'm sending it to you right now.
Maybe because you're in a different location.
I'm in Anaheim.
That's probably why.
I'm in Anaheim. So recuerda, you're in Santa Ana, right? Right now you're in Santa Ana, okay? But see, even though I'm in Anaheim, I put in Santa Ana, so if I put in Santa Ana, it's going to show me as if I'm in Santa Ana looking it up. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I see it, your profile, if you look at it, the profile shows powder coating service. Look at what the screenshot I sent you on the email. Para que veas that I didn't make it up.
Well, I see it.
Okay, do you see what I'm talking about? So maybe you don't see it right away, but look at, I'm in Anaheim. I live in Anaheim, and I looked it up. I put in Santa Ana, and you're number three. And it shows you powder coating service. So I'm going to explain it to you like this a veces, right? Because you're constantly searching a veces your desktop or whatever you're using, what it does is called cookies, okay? So it, like, como guarda the information, right? So when it does that, and even though you're searching, it's going to keep going back to what the results were prior. So sometimes you got to clear the cookies. I don't know how to do that quite because I always have to have someone help me because it's a little complicated, but it's like you got to clear out your history.
I do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you got to remember también that you're in Santa Ana right now performing the search. Y tú ya sabes, how many powder coating tire shops are there? Guys that do what you do.
Within 15 miles, we probably 20 of us.
Exactly. So, because you're performing the search right there, is probably why you're not seeing yourself right away. But look at me in Anaheim, and you came up number three. Number three.
Okay.
That's good. That's really good. And again, it's showing you as powder coating service, okay? So I know that they're using también those specific key words because what you do is a specialty, right? You're not an actual tire shop. Like, you don't sell tires. You don't sell wheels. What you do is you powder coat. You do some repairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you powder coat the brake calipers, okay? That's what you specialize in. So you're what's called a specialty. You're not like someone that, hey, I'm going to roll up and buy four tires from you. You're not that kind of a shop. But anyone who needs a wheel powder coated, okay? Or if they need their brake caliper powder coated, or they need a wheel straightened or repaired, they're not going to go to an auto repair shop. They're going to go to someone, either it's going to be a wheel store, a wheel shop, or it's going to be a tire shop. That's where they're going to go. Okay? So we also listen to what you tell us too, because también, well, you've been doing this for years, right? But
yeah,
we also have the database where we know it shows like the algorithm, how people perform searches, right? What their, like what their habits are, because Google tracks all of that. So lucky enough, we have that database because we're a channel partner that we can see like what, okay, what's the trends, right? So por eso, they're going to take into account what you're saying, but they also want to make sure that it's matching with what people, how they would really perform the search. So I'm glad I found you as number three. Para que veas, I can't make that up. You saw how I searched it. I even showed you on the top. It says powder coating wheels in Santa Ana, California. Okay? So you're
okay.
Number three.
Well, good for you.
I'm happy for you.
Going back to the surf brushes, would that be better surf brushes than what we have right now?
I'm going to ask the team to see if there's any other search phrases that they can draw up to help more with keywords and search terms. Let me send them a message to do that. Give me one second.
Because if we're going to be, we're going to do Google Ads.
Oh yeah, you're going to have
right
more
searches,
you're going to also have
gonna,
with a more keywords and search terms. Yeah, definitely.
That's what I don't want to do that, because if I'm advertising for those keywords that we don't have, I probably won't be successful.
Well, por eso digo, they're going to go over more keywords and search terms. So let's take a look while you and I are here on the phone. Okay? So let me see here. So what they're going to do, like I'm going to give you examples, right? Best powder coatings near me, right? They're going to use phrases that are going to be like the best powder coater near me, right? Brake caliper powder coating. Best break, like there's different search phrases and search terms that they use that are going to be focused around your services with the powder coating, with the wheel straightening, with the wheel repair, whatever it is that you want to be very specific. So that's why when it comes to the Google Ads, we can use more keywords and search terms, but they have to be very focused to what you're currently doing in your services, right? So let me ask you this. If you were someone that was looking for your service, what are some of the ways that you would search? Powder coating, right? Wheel repair?
Yes.
Brake caliper powder coating?
Okay. Or powder coat rims or powder coat wheels?
Powder coat wheels? Okay, hold on.
Powder coat wheels?
What else?
Powder coat rims?
Powder coat rims. I'm writing this all down. Powder coat rims. Because these are additional ones that we're going to put in, okay? ¿Qué más? What else?
Powder coating companies.
Powder coating company, okay.
Companies, yeah.
Okay. IES, right?
Yes.
Best powder coating?
Best,
I like that. Best powder coating, okay. Let's think more. I'm trying to think what else?
We have those listed on the website, though.
Yeah.
On
the website, but I also want to make sure that these are noted in the keywords and search terms on the Google Ads also, okay? Because you can use more keywords and search terms. You can change them at any time, too, You can change them anytime you need to. I know we got the powder calipers or the brake calipers. I said it backwards. The brake calipers, and let me see what else. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking outside of the box.
Brake calipers. Caliper painting, brake caliper painting.
Yeah, we have that.
Wheel powder coating.
Okay.
Wheel painting.
Do you need to get that phone? Oh, wait.
No. It's done.
Okay. I don't want you to miss any calls. Let me see what else. Powder coat wheels, powder coat rims, powder coating companies, best powder coating, wheel powder coating, wheel painting.
And if we do the Google app, I want to concentrate pushing powder coating wheels.
Powder coating wheels.
That's why we can do one ad. I don't know how it works. Powder coating and the other half wheel repair only. You know what I mean? So I can do both, or I can do both ads at the same time.
They can, yeah. So on the Google ads, right? You want to really push on the powder coating and what else?
Wheel repair.
And wheel repair. Okay.
Yeah.
So what they're going to do is they're going to run that ad to focus on both, okay, to really push it on the powder coating and the wheel repair. If you need to change it up, then you let us know. But it's going to primarily focus on those two when they're running the ad. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I'm glad that you're saying that, that that's what you want to really push it on, is the powder coating and the wheel repair.
Correct.
Okay? Is that's where the push is going to be at. Okay. I'm going to also have them add these additional keywords. Okay? Let me put that in here. Give me 1 second. Have you been looking at the messages that you've been getting from the Facebook ads? Have you been checking your client dashboard? Good, good. I know. I was looking at your client dashboard. I'm all, oh, wow. He's had a lot of people messaging him. I was going to say, te estaba preguntando, have you been checking your client dashboard on the messages you've been getting through the Facebook ads?
Yes, but I was going to tell you on the Facebook ad, like I told the person 2 times. Can we have a more attractive images on that, or...
You need more images?
I don't know.
You want them to change it up? Let me ask them to. I can ask them to kind of redo it. You want me to have them?
Times already.
Okay, I'll ask them.
It's like they ignore me. I said I want to have a better appeal. Want to have?
Yeah, of course.
Different content. I don't know. I just wanted to get more action, and then.
Let's ask them to change it up. Okay. I'm gonna go over all this with you because Fausto, I'm gonna send a message to them to make sure all these things are taken care of and addressed. Okay?
It's been 2 times that I had called about the Facebook ad. And nothing has been done.
And it wasn't changed?
No. I said, we need to do something about this. I said, I just want to have a better, more attractive.
Okay.
She said, okay, let me, I'll have the back office. I said, okay. And nothing happened. Twice.
Okay. I'm going to put this in here. I know that they've been re-optimizing it, but what you want is changes. You want it to be revamped, right? Make it more attractive.
More attractive, yeah. So they can get more attention.
to get more attention. Okay, let me.
Same thing with the content.
Okay.
But the reason I'm doing is to get more business, to get more leads.
Of course.
And on Google, I've been getting leads. On Facebook, nothing.
No leads at all on Facebook?
No.
Have you looked at the messages que te han mandado? Have you been looking in your client dashboard?
Yeah, but it's Google. All through Google. It's Google, the form, when they fill out the form.
Are you sure? Because those usually come from Facebook.
No, it says from the website. I don't know.
Oh, it could be coming from both.
That might
okay.
be.
Yeah, it could be coming from both. But I'm glad that you're at least getting those leads. You know what I mean? Because those people are like looking. Okay, so let me go to first the Facebook ads, what I'm going to tell them that they need to do. Okay. That he spoke with someone 2 times regarding making his Facebook ad more attractive. Content is still the same. Would like better, let me see, he would like better content and updated photo to make it more, let me see, I'm talking to myself right now. I'm sorry. Thank you for your patience, okay? I just want to make sure I notate everything correctly. Spoke with someone 2 times regarding making his Facebook ads more attractive and nothing was done. Content is still the same. He would like better content and an updated photo to make it more attractive. To make it more attractive and bring more lead. Okay. Also, please add these additional keywords: powder coat wheels, powder coat rims, powder coating companies, best powder coating, wheel powder coating, and wheel painting. His specialty is in powder coating and wheel repair, right? That's your specialty.
Not setting tires, not installing tires, not alignment, don't sell wheels, which is that's what we're pushing here.
He does not install, sell.
I do, but very little, very little.
Well, it's not something you want to advertise that you're installing selling wheels. He does not install or sell wheels. He does not install, sell, or do wheel alignment. If I'm buying tires, someone's going to align my wheels, right? You don't do that. You'll straighten the wheels. You stop going, like if the rim's bent, I feel like you fix the rim, right? The wheel.
Yeah.
You'll straighten the wheel if it's crooked, but you're not doing an alignment. Okay.
No.
His specialty is in powder coating and wheel repair. He does not install, sell, or do wheel alignment. And then I'm going to put, he wants the Google Ads He wants the Google Ads to really push on the powder coating and wheel repair services. Okay. Let me go here real quick. Okay. What else? You do not want to be, let me see. Four. Okay. I'm trying to think what else we need to notate. Okay. Looks like I got that okay. I want to look up something real quick. I'm going to show you something. Okay?
Okay.
Real quick, I'm going to screenshot this. So this way you see what I'm talking about. Let me go to the email. I'm going to reply to you and show you this. Right now, I did a search and all I put was wheel repair Santa Ana, California, right?
Mm-hmm.
You come up as number two. And it says, if the first one is wheel repair specialist, right? Then mm-hmm. It says metal works entire place. But that's because one of the categories is wheel store. Because if someone, remember I told you, if someone's looking to get a wheel repaired or even powder coated, they're going to want to pull up a wheel store because they're thinking wheels, a wheel store. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see.
Okay. So you came up number two. That's really good. And that was just looking up wheel repair. Look at that. You're ahead of New Year. You're above New Year Wheels. Do you know those guys? New Year Wheels?
They're across the street. I can walk to them.
Pues no les digas. Don't tell them that you're ahead of them. So, yeah. So, do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See how you come up? And it's under Wheel Store. So, this is what I'm saying. The team is always going to make sure that they're using the right category keywords, because look at Fausto, if you, as long as you're getting more business, right, on what you're investing with us, you're going to continue with us, you're going to keep using our program. But if it's not working for you, you're going to say yama boy bye, right?
Yeah,
so this is why the team is going to always be making sure that they're always looking at, okay, let's look at the keywords, let's make sure we're using what we need to be using. Because we need to make sure that you're still getting the search results. So for you to be number three when we're looking up powder coating and for you to come up number two for wheel repair, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad at all. So
yeah,
I'm glad that I did that search.
I don't have to be number one. As long as number two or three is fine.
Yeah, well, no. I'm going to tell you something. This is some people, they don't even come up as number one all the time, and they're in their own area. So as long as you're coming up in those search results, then that's going to be helpful. You know what I mean? Because look at how many people, right? And I know this has happened to me. I've called different tire shops, you know, whether I'm looking for tires, whether, you know, one of my rims got all messed up and I need to get it fixed, right? You go to certain tire shops, it's going to be like, oh, we can't get to you until tomorrow, right? Or you're going to need to come back, or it's a long wait, or they don't pick up the phone. People are going to keep searching until they find someone, and they find someone reasonable and that does good work. You've been doing this a long time, Fausto, and you don't have a problem getting the jobs. What you're needing is, I need the business. I need people to always find me, right?
Yeah.
and that they're finding me for when they're searching up powder coating. They're finding me when they're searching up wheel repair. So that's what's going to help you. And that's why it's important that we always use the right keywords and search terms so that you're always coming up in the search results when they're performing that search. I didn't realize how many people look up powder coating. There's a lot.
A lot of people, yes.
A lot. Like, I didn't realize that. I was talking to my brother-in-law about it. He's, like I told you, he owns his own mechanic shop in La Habra. And he was telling me, oh, yeah, especially the young guys, they are constantly looking for powder coating, constantly.
And also, I just wanted to be, you know, with the biggest competitor that I have is Nugent Wheels, the Wheel King.
Uh-huh.
Proper Motion and Bay Polish. Those are my four biggest competitors.
Well, New Year, I mean, you saw them come up, right? But mm-hmm. The funny thing is, you said what other one? El
Bay
King. Pol-
the Wheel King.
The Wheel King?
Uh-huh.
I don't even see them coming up on Google. So you know what the first page is, right? When you click on See More, that's going to give you the rest of the guys that are on the first page, right?
Yes.
So when I do that, okay, I see Wheel Repair Specialist. This is for the wheel repair. You're number two. New Year Wheels, Alloy Wheel Repair, Southern Cal Wheel Repair, Santa Ana Wheel, OC Wheel Recon, Gamma Tires and Wheels, Orange Coast Mobile Wheel Repair, Tire and Wheels Direct, Wheel Repair Orange County, Resurrect Wheelcon, Best Wheel Repair, R&RG Wheels and Tires, New Year Metal Finishing, Wheel Warehouse, Pro Audio, Dr. Wheel, Moreno Wheels, Tires, Master Wheel Repair. I don't even see the Gadejistas, the King, whatever. I didn't see them even come up. And you said they're one of your biggest competitors?
Yeah, the Wheel and New Year Wheels and the Wheel King.
Let me see, the Wheel King, the Wheel King Coatings, are they on Ettinger? They're on page two. Are they on Ettinger?
And then Bait Polish, they are in Anaheim. Bait.
Yeah, I don't see them come up.
Okay.
But the Wheel, El que dijiste is that the Wheel King, that one's on page two. They're on page two.
The only one is Proper Motion, powder coating in Anaheim.
Yeah, I don't even see those guys coming up right now.
Yeah, but on the wheel repair, but the powder coating, those are the three, top three, always. Especially
those are always
motion.
The top three?
Top
oh,
one.
Okay.
On powder coating wheels in Santa Ana?
Uh-huh. Wow. So for powder coatings, the Wheel Kings come up number two, right? And you're right under them. You're number three.
Yeah.
And they only have five stars or five reviews. You got 30. Keep pushing your reviews.
They don't even have a website.
No, they don't. Yeah. They don't even have a website, no.
They have a better ranking than me.
But it could also be because if people are looking by zip code, I mean, but even better ranking, look at. When I look at this, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I'm going to look at, okay, the Wheel Kings, right? They got five reviews. Okay. New Year's has got 92 reviews. They're 4.8. You have 30. 4.8. And then I see Precision Powder Coating has 7, and they're like number 5, right? Mm-hmm. Typically, people are going to call the ones that have more reviews, right? So I'm not saying I wouldn't call the Wheel King Coatings, but if I'm looking at yours, I'm like, well, I'm looking at all the different wheels and the powder coating he's done. I'm looking at people are saying that you're a quick turnaround time. They even mentioned your name, Fausto. Purchased my CPO and the four wheels, had a curb rash, decided best course of action. Talks about how they gave you 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about how they're very picky and that Metal Works did not disappoint. Super local business, you know. You were attentive to the detail. You're considered top notch, right? That's what they're saying about you, about your services. Okay. Now, when I look, you know, I'm not going to say that they don't have good reviews, but when I look at their photos, I'm like, you know, I don't know. Their pictures aren't as appealing, and it's like the same wheel. They don't have a whole bunch of different wheels. You have more content, right? And you right. and I both know that when it comes to wheels and powder coating, people want to see pictures, right? They want right. to see the work that you do.
Yes.
You have a lot of photos. You got a
but
lot of content.
But I'm saying that my biggest competitor, because I lose sales against them a lot, especially the Wheel King and New Gear wheels.
Why do you think? They're probably lowballing.
Probably low price?
Yep, because they're charging cheap prices.
Probably.
I think so. That's the only way that they would be getting the work from you. It's because they're,
yeah.
Why they're able to get the job, because they're going cheaper. I'm going to tell
cheaper,
you something.
And I know that.
If you do quality work, you shouldn't have to lower your prices, right?
No. Why would I do that? And then,
yeah.
And I know customers tell me, can you match the price for this size? I said, no, I'm not going to match prices because my quality is different than theirs.
Yep.
And they still go with them.
And they still go with them.
Yes, because they're looking price. They're not looking quality.
They're not looking at the quality. You know what? I'm going to share something with you. So, you know, my aunt's a taquera, right? You know, there's taqueros all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Especially here. And do you know that she gets all the time. People call her, oh, how much for 100 people? She gives them a price, tells them everything included. Oh, well, someone told me, and I'm not even joking cuando te digo, right? My aunt charges $16 a plate, but her meat is quality meat. She goes to a carnicero that it's good meat. It's not mm-hmm. like she doesn't go to Northgate to buy the meat. She don't go to Bailo. She don't go to El Superior. She goes to a carnicero that specializes in taquero meat, okay? It's a small family-owned business, and it's like USDA choice meat, okay, prime cut. So her prices are a little higher, and you know that some lady told her, oh, well, someone offered me for 100 people that they would do it for 700. You know what my aunt told her? You might want to take that price because that's a good price. I can't drop my price to that. I'm sorry. I have quality food. My food is fresh. Salsas are made fresh. Beans, rice, everything is fresh. I make it the same day. I don't do it a week before, you know? And my aunt told her, you know, and the lady's like, oh, you can't match that? No, I can't. Do you know 6 months later, that same lady, because my aunt knows, like, you have an idea who you talk to, right?
Yeah.
The lady called her back and she told her, I don't know if you remember me. I asked you for a quote for 100 people and was, you know, you had told me that, you know, I ended up going with someone else that charged me $700. She goes, it was a horrible experience. They ran out of food, didn't even feed my 100 guests. She goes, and the meat was disgusting. There was so much fat in the meat. And she was trying to hire my aunt for an event that she was having in the next, like, 3 months. And my aunt told her, well, you know, it's either you pay for quality or you want quantity. What's cheaper? I mean, you pay what you get for. Así le dijo mi tía. But, so I understand your industry. Cheaper isn't always better. And don't drop your prices because I just need to get the work. Don't ever do that. I'm going to tell you that's a consejo I give you, you know, because your worth is quality.
No, I'm not. I said, go with them. Go.
Yeah.
Go with the price.
Oh, yeah.
Just to sell.
And then guess what? Later on, they're going to come to you because they're going to need it repaired, right? You don't know how long that powder coating is going to last. You know what I mean? So if they want to go with cheaper because they don't look at the quality because they just want something cheap, then they're not the right client for you. That's how I see it. Then they're not the right customer for you.
I don't want to see that type of client.
No. You want people who are willing to pay what you're worth, the type of work that you do. And so that's what I'm saying. That's why those guys get the work that they get. Because you know what? No les importa. Because they'll do a sloppy job. They don't care. They're getting the job. You know what I mean? But you want someone who really appreciates the kind of work that you do. And that's the kind of clients you want. Because yeah. those clients aren't afraid to pay what your services are worth. You know? It's in every industry, Fausto. Even general contractors deal with it. I'm not going to say they don't. Every industry. So many people lowball all the time, you know, and it's just like you kill the industry when you do that because you're never going to get ahead. When you got to give cheap prices, to me, that's like how long do you think your business is going to last? Because you still got overhead, people you got to pay for the work that help you, right? You got to pay for your materials. You know what I mean? Nothing's cheap, ahora. Everything's gone up. So yeah. So I did put all these notes in here that you and I went over so that the team will go ahead and take a look at the Facebook ads. I'm going to have them look at the content. I put in there the notes about the Facebook ads being more attractive, updating the photo that you asked about this twice, and you didn't see that it was changed. I know that they did optimize because I did read that, but I specifically said his concerns is he called twice about this and there wasn't anything changed. Also, I mentioned to add the additional keywords. And then with also being that your specialty is the powder coating and wheel repair, you do not install, sell, or do wheel alignment. If you sold a couple of tires because you had a client that was there, that's different, but you're not trying to market for that, to advertise for it. Also, that you want the Google ads, you really want those to push on the powder coating and the wheel repair services is what you really want that to push for, okay? So with the Google ads, what are you thinking of you're wanting to start with allocating?
If once we make the changes, it probably will do it the next month.
Okay, so you don't want to run the Google ads yet?
No, I just want to make all of these changes first so I can see the results, then we'll go to the Google ads.
Okay. So let me just erase that part because, let me see here. Give me 1 second.
I wanted to start the changes this month, but it wasn't done when I called 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Because it would make no sense starting right now, and if everything is doors, tires.
But again, if everything was towards tires, I mean, I clearly showed you what was going on, right? How you came up in the search results. So I don't see anything that because of tires. And you and I'm going to be very clear with you. If someone's looking for your service, they're not looking at an auto repair shop. They're not going to go there. They're just not.
I don't know. I don't know what the proper category to be under Google my business.
Proper category is going to be the wheel store and tire and exact, because look at, even you came up even under the powder coating. Do you see what I'm saying? These are key words and search terms, Fausto. No one is going to go to an auto repair shop, okay, to look up someone that does powder coating. They're not going to. The Wheel King is under powder coating service. So is New Year Wheels. They're under powder coating, okay?
But all of those are body coating service categories.
Yes, and that's exactly what you're under too. And even when I go to the... And when I go to look up the wheel repair, okay, you're under wheel store. Guess who else is under wheel store? New Year Wheels. They're under wheel store. That is exactly what they're under.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The Wheel Kings, they're not even under wheel store. They're under powder coating service. Why do you think they're coming up on the second page when someone's looking up wheel repair? So this is why I'm saying we use the right categories and the right keywords, because if we don't, you're not going to come up on the first page. So clearly, New Year's, right, is one of your biggest competitors. Those guys are not listed under auto repair. It's powder coating and the wheel store. That's what they're listed under. And that's exactly what we have you listed under.
I think
under.
They have auto repair under the third category.
I didn't see auto repair on theirs. Where are you seeing that?
No, when you search for something else.
Like what? I look up auto repair in Santa Ana, and I'm getting a bunch of auto repair shops. I'm not getting anyone that does wheels or tires. All auto repair. Everything. If you want auto repair, I'll have them put auto repair. But that's because you're wanting it. You know what I mean?
No, not what,
because
I, it's not what I want. I just want what is the more proper.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we're doing.
It's not what I want. It's what it has to be.
And that's exactly what we're doing. So I'm putting in these revisions to be done. I'm not putting in anything for the Google Ads because it's not anything that we're upgrading you to yet. But when you say because you want to get results, you're getting results because you're getting leads. I've seen them in your client dashboard. So it's not like you're not getting the visibility, and it's not like they're not reaching out to you. You know what I mean? So there's leads coming through because they're messaging you, because they're finding you, because they're searching and they're finding you. So there is results that you're getting. So I don't know what else. I mean, I know that you want these changes made, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else you need with the Google Ads to convince you that, okay, it's something to upgrade to. If you want to wait until next month, that is totally your decision. I'm putting in the revisions to be done. Okay, but I can't tell them push Google Ads right now with these keywords because we're not doing the Google Ads yet. So just so that you understand that I haven't notated that. It's notated that when you do decide to do the Google Ads, that's what we'll push for. Okay. All right, okay. But as far as all the other revisions, Fausto, I did put that in so that the team could start working on that, okay?
Okay, let's go back. If I decide to do the Google Ads today, when would the ads go out? Today? No?
The ads typically go out, let me see. They could probably go out within the week or sooner. Those would be up and running. The ads go out pretty fast, the Google Ads. Let me ask. Let me see real quick.
Yeah, with $300. With $300 budget in 30 days, it's like $10 a day.
Are you thinking of allocating more?
No, I'm asking. That's what it is. I'm asking you.
$300 is what's going to, if you allocate, so like let's say you do $300, right? And I'm going to ask her what the... So we're basically putting like about $10 a day. Yeah. If you look at it within the 30 days, because we want to run the ads so that they run throughout the month. The first month that you do run the Google Ads with us, we're going to put an additional $100 towards it. So you'll have $400 the first month.
Same thing with the Facebook ad then.
What do you mean? With the Facebook ad?
The monthly budget is...
The monthly budget, ahorita, you're paying, right now you're paying $249, and $100 of that goes to your Facebook ads.
Well, that's...
So if we add Google Ads, you would pay $300, and then that means every month that you're keeping the Google Ads and the Facebook ads, then you're looking at $549 a month.
Correct.
Yeah. then your monthly would be $549. If you want, like, okay, I want to allocate more than $300, then you pay the difference, right? But minimum is $300 to your Google Ads. Did you call this guy, the Bernie Steele, the guy from, he was talking about his Corvette, the rear wheel had curb rash.
I hate when I do that.
And then it's like, oh my gosh, I get so nervous when I'm parking sometimes.
I'll give you a price.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can't give him a price just on basis of what he's saying.
Based on what he's saying. Yeah, you don't know how bad it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and so I replied back to him, and I replied again, and no answer yet.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sometimes some people, I feel like they want you to just give them a price, and it's like, I can't just give you a price. I need to know what it looks like before just giving you a price, you know?
Yeah, I get a request for tires on Yelp. Uh-huh. Took the police tires for my Chevy Silverado, okay? What brand? I don't know. I don't know what you have.
You know? Right. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy when they say that. It's like, well, okay, well, what do you want me to do then? You know what I mean? It's like...
I asked him, what size? I said, what size do you have? Oh, I have a Silverado 1500. Okay. You know, Silverado has too many tires. You probably change them from OEMs. To aftermarket. I don't know what you have. I don't know what brand you're looking for.
Wow.
You tell me the specific. I need to have this size, this brand, this model, and I'll give you the price. Because I'm not going to do that research.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, did you ever talk to this one? It was back in, this was on the 9th. It was a guy named Brian. He was saying something that he was seeking a full-time service shop to handle his 2016 Porsche.
Yeah, that guy. I give him a price. He was right even for more. I told him no.
Ah. Yeah, you're like, bye.
I told him, I said, no. He want me to go pick up the car in Long Beach, bring it back, and do all of the work. Who's going to pay me in a month because it's a dealership? I said, I told him, no, we don't do that.
No. Uh-uh.
Said,
yeah, dealerships.
He said, you don't want business. I said, no, I don't want that type of business. I said, my customers are COD. I said, I'll go pick it up and bring it back, but you're COD.
Cash on delivery,
He said, oh, look for another surprise. I said, good luck. Yeah, he wanted to pay in a month because it's a dealership. I said, who gave you the credit?
Yeah, you know? No, they got money. You know what, Fausto? My brother-in-law, like, he works for, like I said, he has his own shop, right? And I'm telling you, Gavis is, he gets some people that, because they want to pay him on 30-day or 60-day.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister-in-law, his wife, is the office manager, and nope. She's like, nope, we need to get paid now. Been too long.
If not, I don't want to do business. No.
Yeah. So I added all these revisions and everything. I'm going to tell you safely, I always say, because it's what's in our terms and conditions, that, you know, ads would be visible within the 7 to 14 days. They could happen sooner, though. I mean, they could be up a lot sooner. But again, I got to still stick with that timeline because I'd rather underpromise and overdeliver. Okay? But all revisions, I have sent that for the revision request on the Facebook ads. And then I also sent it with the other. And then this way they can still follow up with you on that too. Okay?
And okay, let's start the ad now because I know it's going to take a week or two, whatever.
Okay. I can get those started. And then I'm going to also ask the team to also push with specific to what we talked about. Okay?
Yes.
Do you want me to use the same card that's on file?
Hey, I'm going to be upset if they don't do it.
I'm going to be on top of it. I will make sure.
Twice, and it took 3 days to call me back.
Okay. Give me 1 second here, okay? Hold on. Let me message my manager real quick on something.
We're almost done. But I gotta go.
Yeah. Okay. So were you going to use the same card on file?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to stay on top of this. I'm just going to make sure, because I've already implemented the revisions to be done on the Facebook ads. I also put the revisions to be done with the keywords and what you want to push for on the Google ads. The powder coating and the wheel repair are specifically what you want to really push for on those ads. Okay?
Correct.
So let me... I'm just asking her for help on one thing.
All I want is more results, you know, better, more and better results. That's all I want.
Okay. Okay. I'll be on top of it. I'll make sure that it gets taken care of, okay?
All right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Fausto. So you'll get the receipt shortly. You are so welcome, okay? And I'll make sure that this gets taken care of. All right.
All right.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.